Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week I'm going to talk about exercising. Now, I've never been a huge exerciser. I didn't really start exercising, in my case swimming, until after my emergency back surgery back in May of 2019. Swimming is the only exercising I can do without breaking my back again. Now, mind you, I swim hard. My doctor thinks too hard. But hey, I'm there to exercise, not tool around the pool looking at all the ladies in those microscopic swimsuits. Like I said, I'm not looking. Swimming's a brutal sport. First, you have to take off all your clothes in the locker room and put on your swim trunks. If there was one activity I liked less in life, I would be hard-pressed to identify it. Seriously, no one on the planet Earth should have to see me disrobe, and honestly, I shouldn't have to look at anyone else. Then I go out to the pool and take a quick shower to rinse off, and trust me, I don't look like one of those Hanes supermodels doing that. And then you have to go hop in the cold pool, and that's regardless of how cold it is outside the gym or inside the gym. The other week, with all the snow and hail, I just thought, this is really odd. I've been cold all day, now I'm going to go jump in a cold pool. Humans are just strange. Now, I like swimming. I always have. People do, however, have some pretty strange swimming behaviors. There's this one guy at the pool that swims like he's in the Olympics. As the talking heads would say, he's on a road to nowhere. That guy's going to have a heart attack, and it's going to be in that pool. On the other extreme is the lady that is swimming so slow, the pool staff periodically comes out and squeegees her off. I'm not sure what she's doing. You can't call it swimming. I guess you'd call it floating. Floating is not a sport. It's most certainly not exercising. And you shouldn't get your own lane to do it in. Then there are aqua aerobic folks, vigorously exercising in the pool while their instructor hops around like a salsa dancer on speed. Those are brave folks. Because honestly, it looks really silly. The pluses, though, they get to listen to good music, they get one heck of a workout, and they get to meet other people. Frankly, I'm just too insecure to do it. It's a male thing. I can't hold on to a floaty and jump up and down like a rabbit for 30 minutes. Not doing it. Then there are the swimming instructors, usually younger folks teaching even younger folks how to swim. I have a profound respect for these teachers. You can't space out when you're a swim instructor. If you do, your student ends up at the bottom of the pool. It's just not good for retention rates. And don't forget the hot tub junkies, people just slowly cooking their innards. There are usually too many people in the hot tub for my comfort. I don't want to be rubbing knees with strangers. And there's always that lovey-dovey couple. You know, she's sitting on his lap and they're smooching away and everybody's looking. Like the door saying, people are strange. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I love swimming, but don't expect me to invite you to my workouts. I'm not going into that locker room with anyone.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.